New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's State of the State address yesterday included the broad declaration that the Garden State is better off than when he came to office. Colleen O'Day of NJ Spotlight fact-checked many of the governor's specifics offered to substantiate his claim, and she joins me on Newsworks tonight. Colleen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Before we dive into the details, what's your overall grade for the governor regarding truthiness?
It's a good question. I'd say he probably gets a B. With a lot of these speeches, there are nuances. The governor can say one thing and be very specific about a detail, but when you get more information, he really hasn't given the whole truth.
Okay, so with that, you broke it down into categories, and where should we start? The economy, the budget?
Sure. In terms of what the governor has to say about the budget, you know, there's a grain of truth. There's a lot of truth in what he says. But if you look at the whole picture, it's quite different from, you know, what reality is, what we know as reality in New Jersey.
Point out some of the places where he strayed from the facts.
You know, he said that state spending had grown by 56% from 2001 to 2008. He was actually understating. It grew by 57.9%. As we looked at the numbers from the actual budget. And then he talked about discretionary spending today being $2.5 billion below its fiscal level in 2008. I don't think anyone really cares about discretionary spending. I think that the key point is, what is the budget doing? What is the total budget? And in that case, the budget is actually 2.5% higher than in FY08.
It's certainly beyond dispute that the health of the budget is predicated in large part on the health of the pension system. The governor contended it's stronger than it was when he took office. True?
That's an interesting point. It is true, but it's true because he has, with the help of the Democratic legislature, put in very dramatic changes to the system. There are no more cost of living increases. Employees are paying more toward their pensions. That's part of it. He has also increased the amount of money that the state is contributing to pensions, but he has not kept his part of the bargain on pensions. In fact, last year he contributed $900 million less than he should have, and in the current year he's putting in $1.5 billion less for pensions than he is supposed to do. These are all things that he complained about prior governors doing, underfunding, and he's doing the same things.
Colleen, let's turn to the employment picture as far as how Christie portrayed it.
There's no question that there are more people employed in New Jersey today than there were, when he took office. But remember, he took office right after the end of the recession. But as everyone knows, that's just a number. That's an amount of time that economists come up with. In actuality, New Jersey is still recovering from the recession. He mentioned a private sector jobs number, and again, I don't think people really care whether it's private or public sector. People are interested in jobs, and so we looked at the total number of jobs, and his numbers were off a little bit.
And people are interested in the quality of jobs, and I'm sure he didn't speak to the compensation package relative to years back.
Correct. Not at all. He also didn't mention how we fare compared with the rest of the nation, which is we continue to lag behind the rest of the nation. Our unemployment rate is higher than 34 other states.
Why don't you leave us with a category where he more or less hit a home run, and I'm looking at this list, perhaps solar installations comes to mind.
Well, he was close there. He was very close there. Yes, we are third in solar, but most recently, we have dropped to seventh place in the most recent quarter in terms of new installations.
Thanks for putting the magnifying glass up against the Chris Christie State of the State address. Thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks, Dave.